Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Tom Ackerman, and we are joined by the CEO of the Lawrence Group. Steve Smith has penned an opinion column in the Business Journal about a story that came out from the Wall Street Journal that you have known by now about the state of downtown. Steve, thank you very much for being with us on KMOX.
Well, thank you, Tom. Good to be back.
It's good to be with you. The recent story in the Wall Street Journal talked about how empty it is, and it is something that in your piece that you wrote, this one kind of hit me hard, where you said the perception is out there and will live in Google searches about St. Louis for a long time. This one hit you hard, didn't it?
It did, and you know, I've practiced my career for 40 years in downtown St. Louis, so I know, you know, I know it well, and I think it was a little bit sensational, quite frankly. We absolutely have some challenges downtown. They're primarily isolated right in the central business district. But when you look at what's happening in the kind of greater downtown area and you go all through the central corridor, there's an enormous amount of activity, positive activity, investment. And anyway, I thought it was a little sensationalized. And unfortunately, it brands all of St. Louis, the whole St. Louis region, in terms of our vibrancy, when you have an article like that.
And you have, as you mentioned, been in St. Louis for 40 years. The Lawrence Group is an architecture firm that was founded in 1983, and you've really grown, and you've also helped grow this central corridor of St. Louis. I know it has meant a lot to you in particular, and you've talked about it for a long time.
Well, we have, and, you know, when people think about St. Louis, people come to St. Louis, and I know there was this event in St. Louis last night, for instance. People come to St. Louis from around the country, around the world. Their perception is largely shaped by our urban core. And so if our front door to the world doesn't look vibrant, people perceive that the whole region is not vibrant. That's why this is so critical. And so we have been, over the last 20 years, investing in redeveloping a lot of our wonderful legacy historic architecture. And actually, when you really look at it, a great many of the historic buildings in the city have already been redeveloped. There are a lot less empty buildings than there used to be. We just have a couple of really big ones right now that are creating all this this problem in the press.
Why did the Wall Street Journal do this? Or I guess more importantly, what was the point of it, do you think? To attract attention to how St. Louis is down, or to try to highlight that we're one of many cities, or how did you read it?
Yeah, well, I can't speculate on why they picked St. Louis, why they picked this, because I do know we have offices in other cities. We do work all over the United States. So we're in San Francisco and New York and Denver and all kinds of places work throughout this country. And I can tell you, places like Chicago, New York, and San Francisco have some significant challenges right now with their under-occupied office buildings. I mean, you could argue, I'm going to put a positive spin on this. So just so you know, I'm going to put a positive spin on this. We've got three major buildings, the Millennium, Railroad Exchange, AT&T. You go to downtown San Francisco, they got like 30 buildings. that are way underoccupied right now. Chicago has more, because of the work from home, a lot more issues, a lot more buildings than we have in St. Louis. So why they're picking it, you know, picking on us, I'm not sure what the motivation was. And I'm not saying that we don't have challenges, so I want to be real clear about that. But sure, I think our challenges can be addressed. And this is the other part of my piece. If the leadership, civic, political, institutional come together, which I believe they are actually, we can solve issues like this.
Steve, I think that's a big key, is that we get everybody to the table, not only government leaders, but civic leaders, those with business interests, to say, this is my concern, but also this is our solution when we come together to get residents and workers downtown, because they go hand in hand, right, Steve? I mean, you're going to have residents if you have workers, and if you have workers, you're going to have people living down here. Not that we don't have tourists down here. It's important to get everyone to the same table.
It's a virtuous cycle. If you think about, as we add more people living downtown, that supports the retail and the restaurants downtown. That's additive to the tourism, which then comes to a vibrant downtown, so it makes it more pleasant. So, you know, that's the cycle that is sort of happening. I mean, 20 years ago, downtown really was not a residential community. There's like 15,000 people that live downtown now in the greater downtown area. And that's just happened in the last 20 years. And there's more housing being built as we speak. And then you have the investments that the Taylor family did in Downtown West, and you have private development happening around that, the O'Loughlin's with everything going around Union Station. And so there is, when you look at the big picture, there is a lot of really positive things happening. So, there's an 8-block area that the Wall Street Journal focused on, and that's got to be addressed. But when you think of the greater Central Corridor, what's happening right now, billions and billions of dollars have been invested over the last basically 10 years.
What is happening in Midtown right now, a focus of yours at City Foundry, with St. Louis University right there? I've kind of looked at City Foundry as an extension almost of SLU. I know technically it's not, but it feels like it. Like it's a playground for adults, but also for college students to be able to live in the city.
So City Foundry saw 2.4 million visitors last year. Wow. So we're getting a lot more people there than just the St. Louis University student, which it's wonderful that SLU is next door. They're a great partner, a great neighbor. We're in their redevelopment district. We work closely on a lot of things. We have Cortex just to our west. Now we have Topgolf and Target coming just to our east. We have SSM and SLU School of Medicine and SSM Medical Center to our south. So we have great neighbors around us. But we are drawing from not only the entire St. Louis region, but we are literally seeing people come to City Foundry by the busload from places around the country. So there was a volleyball tournament in downtown St. Louis about a month and a half ago or so. That was a regional, I think they were at the St. Louis Center, the Convention Center. And they were literally showing up at City Foundry by the busload, having a great time. And then they go to wherever they're from, whatever part of the country, in Indiana or Kentucky or wherever they're from, and tell their friends, we had a great experience at St. Louis. I hear this all the time. People come here and say, I thought St. Louis was what the media, I'm sorry, what I read in the Wall Street Journal. And then I'm here and I see something completely different. And we hear that all the time with people coming to St. Louis, especially that come to City Foundry and what's happening in the Central Corridor.
And you mentioned some of the great things that are happening around the city and on the outskirts of the city with NASCAR and Worldwide Technology Raceway, City Park, just two of the structures that have really brought in a lot of people. But it is the importance of downtown to the region, and a point that you make that I've heard people talk about through the years, is that you can't have suburbs if you don't have a downtown. Downtown is the heart of everything. We have to be able to fix the center of our region.
We need to fix the center of our region. We need to make sure our front door to the world is reflective of our entire community. It's not right now, but that's what we need to do. And I do believe that the leadership of this region, and I do think that's, again, I'm going to mention it again, political, civic, institutional, working together in alignment to solve the kind of problems that impact every resident of this entire region, of which this is a big one. People want to, let corporations here recruit from around the country and to some degree around the world, like Bayer. When Bayer expanded, they brought people from around the world. And people go to Google and see articles like this and then have a perception negative of St. Louis. When they come here, I can assure you, because we visit with lots of people, investors and business owners that come here, and I'm telling you, almost to a person, they are amazed with what this community actually has. And the perception is completely wrong if people haven't actually come to St. Louis to see what we've got here.
Final thing for you, and this is Steve Smith, CEO of the Lawrence Group. You have been working downtown for 40 years. Myself, I've been down here for 26, coming up on 27. There are many of us who believe in downtown. I guess my question to you is, how do we identify that next generation of people who can lead this region forward and continue that vision?
Well, I think I would say step up. Greater St. Louis Inc., I would say, is the convening organization that touches everything. That's who I collaborate with a lot of the things that we're developing and investing in, both just letting them know and communicating. If there are people listening that want to get involved and have the ability and the resources and the experience and the knowledge or some abilities, get involved. There are things that need to be done. We're doing an economic study right now to show the impact of what's happened in Midtown St. Louis over the last 8 years. It's enormous, the investment and the jobs created, the number of visitors, as I mentioned earlier. So there's lots of roles people can play so that we're working together to quite frankly, burnish the reputation of St. Louis, which is right now, you know, being challenged.
The wheels are in motion, no question about it. And Steve Smith, the CEO of the Lawrence Group, is a big part of that. Thank you for the response and for joining us today on KMOX. We appreciate it.
Tom, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.